going back.
All right, I guess you got tired out after day one.
Yeah, it's pretty rough coming out here on the first day. Everybody's been doing conditioning a little bit, but you still don't know what to expect on the first day of spring training.
What did you get out there without any real expectations? What did you see? What did you think?
I think we still got a lot to work on as far as replacing people. Everybody's stepping up the way they plug into the position they used to.
What did you see? What did you think when you saw your new quarterback out there?
I didn't recognize him at first because he would cut his hair out like, Sunshine, where's Sunshine at? But you know, he's getting a little older, so everybody trying to look more mature.
And might as well, it's his senior year.
What about
your core? It sounds like you don't have to put quarterbacks in the slot anymore this year, barring everybody's health.
Our receiver core is pretty nice. We still got a lot of stuff to work on, but we're pretty deep at receiver. But if quarterback want to come back out, they can come back out there. We're more likely to have.
What was that like during bowl practice? Did you guys give him a bunch of crap for being out there, or what was that like?
Nah, he had a new perspective of getting off the press. He didn't know if it was that hard. Now I look inside like, he right there? I thought he was supposed to be in the back here, but Nick's pretty cool. Overall, he's a great athlete.
You think it'll help him as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think it'll help him because he know what we got to do out there and the timing and everything, so he'll know on both ends how to adjust to it.
What does this team feel about the defense and keeping the level that they rose to a year ago, but having so many shoes to fill?
I mean, the defense is great because we have a lot of speed, even though we're replacing J. Cole and Broha and who else? Everybody, like T.C. and in the secondary, Justin Goodman, but we got equal players that is, you know what I'm saying, equal talented, more speed on defense and D-line. I think they really carry our team.
So you think that it's kind of a plug-and-play? Sonny got the players and the program to that kind of point?
Yeah, everybody's just going to rise to the competition. Everybody's just going to rise up and make plays when they get to it.
What's kind of the biggest difference that you guys feel now as seniors as compared to just a year ago and still had?
The biggest difference is just keeping the train going. Finish where we started. We don't want to go down. You know what I'm saying? We always want to go up.
What's the feeling like coming in the spring as champions?
Oh, it feels different because we got to defend our championship. We can't let nobody slip. We won our championship. We won BCS championship.
Talk about last year, y'all were underdogs in the other game, but this year you have the targets on your back. Yeah, how's that mentality changed for y'all this spring?
It really hasn't changed because we feel like we're the underdog and going into every game, even the first game against Texas A&M. Everybody's gonna probably doubt us, but you know we don't take no stuff from nobody. We're just gonna play our game and do what we have to do to win the ball game.
What's the goal for spring?
Goal for spring? Every day just get better.
Man, do something that's good.
Oh, I don't know. We just got to get better. That's it.
All right. Sounds like Coach Dice. What about tomorrow? Yeah, I'm still rolling. You got to watch your mouth a little bit. Tomorrow, you got a quick turnaround. Your leg's going to be able to handle it.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to go home and go to sleep, man. Nah, but yeah, it's a quick turnaround. But we got to get spring ball in, more practices, more chances to get to the game.
Good luck tomorrow, man.
All right, thank you.